This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Corey Crow, and we're live tonight at the West Monroe Convention Center. We've got a lot of folks here for our third and final candidate forum. And tonight we're getting a chance to meet our candidates for police jury. And we're going to move now to District F. And by the way, folks, this is my district. So thank you all for being here. I've got some good questions for y'all because I live in your district. We're going to let you come up and make an opening statement. The folks here on the front row are going to be timing us tonight. You see these folks right here? They've got some little cards that will hold up to tell you how much time we have left. And you'll get the little bell if you go over time. Just wrap up when you hear the bell. We'll start with opening statements. We have 2 minutes, and we're just going to go in alphabetical order tonight to make it easy. And we're going to begin with Mr. Donnie Bright, candidate for District F. Sir, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Good evening. First of all, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here. I want to thank my wife for her support. And I want to thank KED, let me get it right, KEDM for inviting me. Like I say, my name is Donnie Bright. I'm a graduate of Carroll High School. I attended Gremlin College. I served in the U.S. Army. I retired from the federal government, Department of Defense. I'm running for District F, police jury. I moved here about 10 years ago, and I saw some areas that needed to be cleaned up, worked on, and it just needed someone to pay attention to. And so that's the reason that I'm running for District F, police jury.
Thank you. That's Donnie Bright for District F. Mr. Roland Edwards is not with us tonight, so we're going to move on to Lonnie Hudson. Mr. Hudson, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement, sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Lonnie Hudson. First of all, I want to say thank you to the Monroe and West Monroe Chamber of Commerce and the co-sponsors of this event. I'm from South Monroe, born and raised, attended Wasserman High School, graduated, attended ULM and Delta Community College. I'm a member of Greater Free Gift Baptist Church. The reason why I'm running for the Ouachita Parish Police Jury District F is because I'm passionate about the community. I'm passionate about the people. We have a lot of issues at hand that I would like to address, starting with infrastructure, economic development, and community development. All those things work together. And we got to make sure we're focusing on infrastructure, and the areas of those are clean water and sewer. We got to make sure we are giving our constituents everything that they need. You know, a lot of the constituents talk about the water and the sewer and the drainage area. We got to make sure we pay attention to those areas. For the economic development, we got to make sure we are working with other entities. What are we doing, not what other parishes not doing? How can we bring business to Ouachita Parish? We need to make sure that we are turning every rock to make sure that our community is bringing business and jobs that would represent the people of Ouachita Parish. Also, when we talk about community development, we want to make sure we are working together with all areas of from law enforcement to policing and community meetings. We want to make sure that we are reaching out, we are conversating with each other. That's the only way we're going to move District F and Ouachita Parish forward. We have to put all three of those plans together, and we can come up with some type of solution to move Ouachita Parish forward. And my name is Lonnie Hudson, and I'm looking forward for your vote come October the 12th, and I hope that I can serve you in this district well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up for a two-minute opening statement is Mr. Verban Muhammad, Sr. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to thank KEDM, West Monroe and Monroe Chamber of Commerce for inviting us tonight and having this forum. My name is Verban Muhammad. I'm number 94 on the ballot. I am a resident of Ouachita Parish, Southern Ouachita Parish. I'm a graduate of Wasserman High School and Southern University. The reason why I'm seeking the police jury seat F is because District F does have a lot of concerns, as you can hear tonight. We need someone in that seat that can articulate the concerns. I took an assessment of the district. The district has all of its prisons are located in District F. Swanson, OCC, Richwood, and Green Oaks. Also, we have in District F the halfway house, City of Faith on Jackson Street. So District F needs funding for crime and safety. That's the biggest concern that District F has, and that is preventing a lot of the economic development because people have fears of their safety. So you need someone to represent you on the police jury that can be able to bring funding to District F, number one. And I do bring experience with government experience from serving on the Monroe City School Board. So again, my name is Verbin Muhammad. I'm number 94 on your ballot. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up, Sonia Smith Schaefer. And ma'am, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. My name is Sonia Smith Schaefer. I'm a resident of Monroe, Louisiana. I've been on the South Side most of my life. I am running for police juror because I believe that I can make a difference in our community. I've been going to police juror meetings, following up with the role of the police juror, and I do have a clean and clear understanding of what the role is of the police juror. I've been paying attention to the needs of District F, and I believe that I can and want to be a voice for the people of District F. I'm a teacher, and I've done that for over 20 years, and most of my teaching experiences have been on the South Side of Monroe. So I feel that I am very familiar with District F and some of the needs of District F, and I want to serve as the police juror for District F. I'm number 95 on the ballot. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Cliff Thomas, up next, sir, you're running for District F. You have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Good evening to everyone. I'm Cliff Thomas, running for candidate for Ouachita Parish Police Jury District F, number 96. I'd like to thank the sponsors as well for making this opportunity available to us to speak to you, the people. And I'd like to thank you all for just coming out to hear what we have to say to you. But we have some problems in District F. We have some problems in Ouachita Parish. We have to stop alienating one district to the other when it comes to the concerns of the entire parish. We have to work together. They asked a question to the other candidates regarding collaborations. We need more collaboration to get some things done. We can't go in there and do it by ourselves. You say, where are we lacking money in the parish with the police jury funding and things of that sort? Where would the money come from? Many of the problems that we're having in District F, there have not only in other districts in the police jury, but a lot of our districts cross over into city limits of Monroe, West Monroe, and other areas, Sterlington, Richwood. Let's get with some of those people. Let's go vote as a jury to get a collaborative agreement with these other municipalities and say, hey, let's put our money together and be able to get some of these issues resolved. Because when it floods on District F, it's flooding somewhere else in the city as well. This is a very important election statewide, from the governor on down to our local elections. We have to make sure we put people in office that's going to do what they say they're going to do. We're tired of broken promises and failed pledges. I know I'm not the only one in here that's tired of just getting a lot of sound bites when it comes to running for office. But we want to put some people in office that's going to do what they say they're going to do. I'm that person. I'm Cliff Thomas. I promise you I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to keep you involved. Don't send me up to the police jury office alone. Come to the meetings. Come to our community forums that we have so that we can keep you informed on what's going on. And if I don't do what I'm saying that I say I'm going to do, if I don't do it, vote me out in 4 years. Don't do it just because I look good sitting up there. That's not going to get the real help that you need.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Candidates, we're going to do questions, and I'm going to get you to stay seated. We're going to do one-minute answers on these. And again, the folks here on the front row are going to time us. And hopefully I've got some good questions since y'all are all in my district. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Muhammad. We'll just work our way down this way. The gentleman just mentioned getting together the parishes and the cities to work on projects. So I want to ask, your district includes part of Monroe. Right now, Jamie Mayo's talking about trying to build a new arena in Monroe. So would you support a parish City of Monroe project, maybe to build a new arena in Monroe.
Absolutely. As you know, the Civic Center that we currently have is, at the time it was built, was a state-of-the-art Civic Center, and right now it's simply outdated. Now, the location of the Civic Center may be a question. If we need to put it in the parish, we can consider that. But I would support an arena for that will include Ouachita Parish and take in all of the communities such as Sterlington, Swartz, Calhoun, West Monroe, and Monroe. So that would be something I would support.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bright, that question goes to you. Would you support a parish city project for a new arena for Monroe?
Yes, I would. First of all, I think it would bring more jobs to the community. It could bring more activity to the community, and then it also could bring other entities in, other businesses. So I definitely would support it.
Mr. Thomas, the question goes to you. A partnership between the parish, the city of Monroe, would you support the parish getting involved in a Monroe arena?
Well, I have a two-part answer to that. Personally, I'm satisfied with the regular civic center that we have, but I would have to get with my constituents. I can't sit up here and make promises to you now when I'm telling you I'm going to be your voice. How can I sit here and obligate my and pledge right now to support a civic center with the mayor and the city of Monroe when I don't know what the people want? So personally, I'm satisfied with the civic center, but if the people that I represent say, go along with this is what we want, I'm going to vote their concerns. I'm saying, let me be your voice. So that's truly what I intend to be, your voice. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Smith-Schaefer, same question. Monroe and the parish maybe going together to build a city arena in Monroe. Would you support that?
Yes, I think that that would be very beneficial to our city, and we want to continue to grow, and I do not see it being a problem. If anything, I would agree with the others that it would be an asset to Monroe as far as jobs and creating a more up-to-date facility. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson, Monroe partnering up with Ouachita Parish maybe to build an arena. Would you support that?
Yes, I think it would be an awesome idea. I think that would be a state-of-the-art arena that would bring not only business but more educational ideas to the city that we can teach our constituents and make sure that and use that arena to bring business and not only business but concerts. And when you bringing a state-of-the-art facility, you're competing with different parishes, and therefore, you're bringing revenue.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bright, we were just talking about the cities, Monroe, West Monroe, maybe Sterlington, going together with the parish on things. Are there other things, other than maybe the arena, that you might be open to consider for a partnership?
Yes. I think one of our major problems in Monroe, not only in Ouachita Parish, is flooding. And I think we could get together with other parishes to build a canal ditch that would run, that would move water from Monroe through other parishes, maybe even 100 miles from here. And I think we would have to get with other parishes to be able to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Bright. Mr. Thomas, that one goes to you. Other things other than an arena that we could team up on as cities and the parish?
I think I would love to see us team up on finances and resources. Instead of us being an island of our own, speaking of the police jury as a whole, let's partner in until whatever areas we can as far as bringing our resources and finances together so that not only the city of Monroe and but entire Ouachita Parish will prosper as a result of that. It'd be good to have a new civic center, but you tell it to that person out there ringing in, you out there with sandbags and all this stuff. You got a good concert for a night, but what you gonna do after you leave that concert and it's raining outside and you going home to a flood and to your home? We got to have our priorities together. I would love a new civic center if that's what my people send me up there and tell me to vote for to approve. But on the second hand, I know it's some more critical issues that we have to face in our community, some infrastructures we have to improve. And then once we get those things taken care of, then we can look at some of the luxury things that it would afford us through various partnerships and collaborative working relationships.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Sonia Smith-Schaefer, that question goes to you. Other than that arena that we were talking about, what other things would you like to see the cities and the parishes team up on?
One thing I have a concern with is
the Louisiana Purchase Garden and Zoo. I'd like to see us do something more with it. It's there. We need to some kind of way do something that would make it more accessible and more family-oriented for our community. We have it here, and we need to kind of find something else to do with that, and I think that would be something good.
Thank you. Lonnie Hudson, question goes to you. Partnership between the parish and the cities, any other things you'd like to see them work together on?
I would like to see them work together on the water issue and the trash. You know, in the city limits, we have two government entities. And if you get the water and the trash, you know, the city pick up the trash in the city area. But there's portions of the parish that's in the city area. If we can partner with the parish and create jobs and get more trucks where we can take the trash up out the city, then we're keeping our community clean. So if we can partner with them with leasing trucks and employing people, I think that would be a great idea where we can put people to work, keeping our city clean and making sure that the trash and our water system is up to par, because I see in the Ouachita Parish area that we're having a lot of water problems. So whatever Ouachita Parish is doing, they can pick it back and see what the resources of Monroe City are doing. And that's the way we can keep our city and parish on one accord.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Muhammad, the question goes to you. Are there projects you would like to see the cities and the parish team up on to complete?
I think one of the biggest concerns that's been raised with the citizens in District F and throughout the whole parish is transportation. Transportation to West Monroe, transportation to Swartz, meaning city public transportation. We need to explore it. You know, we have people that live in West Monroe that work in Monroe that need transportation. We have people that live in Monroe that work in West Monroe that need public transportation. So I don't know what the, you know, this problem is with the transportation, but I see our mayor of West Monroe here. I would love to have that type of conversation on parish-wide transportation.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. For the folks at home who are just tuning in right now, you're listening to a candidate forum, our third candidate forum, that KEDM and the Monroe Chamber and the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber have done together. And tonight we're talking with the folks from District F. And we've got a room full of folks over here at the West Monroe Convention Center tonight. And I've got a pocket full of questions. And the next one goes to Mr. Cliff Thomas first. Flooding is a concern, Mr. Thomas. What is the main project you think we need to address to control flooding in your district?
I think it's going to have to be a more than just a district means of trying to address that problem of flooding, because you can put water pumps and new water pumps over on District F, and then if you don't have it over here on the north side, some other area within the district itself, and within the police district constraints, that you're going to have some problems in that area. We don't want to say make District F flood-free and then somebody else as a result of us just concentrating on district. We want this to be a collaborative effort between the entire police jury and all of the districts that working together, because the water has to go somewhere. If you push it off District F, it's going to go to District A, B, C, or D, or some other area. We want everybody to be comfortable in the restraints of their community. We want Ouachita Parish to be a comfortable place to live in. Then we're going to have economic development and businesses and other people wanting to locate here, because we're not all about pockets of the parish, but we are an entire community within our parish.
Thank you. That's Mr. Cliff Thomas. Sonia Smith-Schaefer, that question goes to you next. Flooding is a concern. What's the top thing you would try to address?
The drainage, the ditches, cleaning out those areas, making sure that we are the communities are clean, and we can then start preparing for different things, such as the rain and things like that. But I believe that if we are taking care of the community and cleaning up those areas that we can with the ditches and making sure that there is the water is able to flow, then I think that we can, you know, start to come around with the flooding and issues like that.
Thank you, Ms. Schaefer. Lonnie Hudson, the question goes to you. Flooding's a concern. What's the main thing you would try to address in District F?
What we would try to do is look at retention ponds in the community. As you know, when you flood and the water don't have nowhere to run and our pumping stations are overworked, we need to look at some type of areas of retention ponds where we can back flush the water off the people so the people wouldn't flood. It's very important that you look at the parish and look at the areas. Like we have the all the land back in the Charmondale area. Possibly maybe we can look put a pumping station where we can pump the water off the people so that we can keep them dry at, to the best of our ability. Now, that is one area I would look at, because if you from South Monroe and you look at the drainage area from Tickle Eye Road, and because it intertwines with the city of Monroe, so we would collaborate on those areas where we can make retention ponds where it can be backflowed so it won't overflow with the people.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Muhammad, same question goes to you. Flooding is a concern. What's the main issue you would try to address in District F?
We really need to put together a comprehensive flood plan that's in place in Ouachita Parish and go after our federal dollars to ensure that we have enough funding for projects that we present to our state or either federal officials. As you know, District F, all of the water is flowing south and east. So it's going to come through South Monroe and then it's going to go east. And we have a problem out around Russell Sage. That's why no development can happen, because the water is trying to get out to Rabel, or well, to the Richland line, to Belf River, and you just don't have anything to push all that water. I remember when it flooded in 2016, the water was going out to Mill Haven, out to 594, and then it just turned around and started coming back. So we need something to push it on out to at least Richland Parish or the Belf River.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Donnie Bright, the question goes to you. Flooding's a concern. What's the main issue you would try to address for District F?
I visited another state, and I saw the movement of water from one part of the state to the other part of the state, 444 miles of moving water. I believe that we could work with other parishes in Louisiana and build a canal ditch that would run water out of Ouachita Parish across other parishes into an area where it can flood out. That's what I would think, and I think we could do that.
Thank you, sir. Everybody got that one, right? I think I started with you, right, Mr. Thomas? Okay, so everybody got a shot at that one. So I'll go to you, Ms. Sonia Smith-Schaefer. This is going to sound bad, but this is what I wrote. What are two things we're screwing up in our district, District F, and what would you fix about them?
I know sewage is a main issue, and sewage and I guess the infrastructure, the roads, and I think concentrating on the roads would be an important thing, because we're in need of a lot of work, the filling the potholes, and you know then it rains again and the holes get bigger and this kind of thing. So I think that that's an important part of our district that we need to focus on.
Thank you. Lonnie Hudson, question goes to you. Two things we're screwing up, and what would you do to fix them?
Two things we're screwing up, I would say lack of communication from the juror and addressing the issues. Reason why I say lack of communication, because as a candidate or as a elected official, you want to be more visible and hands-on to your constituents. And when you talk about addressing issues, we want to see progress, and the constituents like to see progress that goes on. You know, it's a lack of communication in the community, and that's when it falls off between the candidate and the community, and then we have no work.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Muhammad, the question goes to you. Two things were screwing up, and what would you do to try to fix them?
That's a tough question. I don't really know what the jury. I would just say that we really need to take a look at our escapees. We have to either get involved with those that have been escaping from Swanson. We can't just sit back and point the finger. I think the whole parish city and all the governmental bodies need to get involved in taking a look at what's really going on in Swanson. So we need to address that. We need to, you know, spread some of these prisoners out throughout the parish, and I'm for that. All the prisoners and the offenders don't need to be in South Monroe.
Thank you.
South Ouachita Parish, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. Mr. Donnie Bright, question goes to you. Two things were screwing up, and what would you do to try to fix them?
Well, I guess we can keep beating this horse, and that's the trash and the drainage. But I think we need to realize, the community need to realize, that they have to play a part in keeping the District F clean. That has a lot to do with us. That has a lot to do with the people that live there. So we have to get involved and clean up some of our areas.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Thomas, two things were screwing up in District F, and what would you do to try to fix them?
A couple of concerns come to my mind right away, and I think I'd be good to serve on it as chairman of the Crime Commission for the police jury. We got a couple of people here that's with the jury. It's crime. We have a lot of crime in District F. A lot of it's within the city of Monroe city limit, but as we stated in our opening statements, a lot of our districts overlap. City and parish districts overlap, and they're intertwined. So the police department can use the sheriff's office. Sheriff's office has jurisdiction over the entire parish. Why don't they get together, write out a cooperative working agreement, and say, we're going to help you patrol some and target some of these areas where they are shooting? I mean, it's got to the point now where it's commonplace. Every 2 or 3 days, you're hearing about people getting shot up in our district, in District F on the south side. People all over the parish should be concerned about this. When they get through shooting and killing up each other, they're going to be coming out and moving out somewhere else. Or when you run them from one part of the parish to another part of the parish, everybody is affected by this crime. And another thing is curb appeal. They're not going to come down to the south side if it looks awful.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. I wasn't going to leave it at two things were screwing up, so let me ask you, Mr. Hudson, what's something encouraging about District F that you can tell the folks about?
What's encouraging about District F is the people of District F. Although we have our difficulties in our community, the people are the most encouraging thing of District F. That's what makes us want to move in South Monroe. That's what makes us want to stay there, because we as a community, we have to grow and learn and love each other at the end of the day. We all may disagree on a lot of things, political, religions, everything. But at the end of the day, we can come together as a community and say, hey, let's build our community on the backs of each other, and we'll have a solid foundation.
Thank you, Mr. Lonnie Hudson. Mr. Verbin Muhammad, the question goes to you. What's something encouraging that's happening in District F?
Well, of course, like my colleague said, the people of District F, they're hardworking. They go to work. They want to see clean quality of water. They want to see crime reduced. Also, we have a lot of land. District F has a lot of farmland in it. If you go down around Bosco in the southern part of the parish, you will find that farmers we're growing cotton and we're growing soybeans. So we have a lot of land, and it's prime for economic development. Every part of this parish has grown economically, so it's quite natural that District F should take part in this growth.
Mr. Donnie Bright, question goes to you. What's something encouraging that's going on in District F?
I believe the homeowners that are purchasing homes in the area, and like Mr. Muhammad said, we do have farmland, but I think homeownership is a great enterprise. It's a great thing for people to do in that area, in District F.
Thank you, Mr. Bright. Mr. Cliff Thomas, question goes to you. Something encouraging that's going on in District F.
I think something is encouraging is that the people do have a desire to want to do better. And the most encouraging part that I can see right now is our four leaders did a great job as far as getting us to where we are now. But to have a candidate, Cliff Thomas, that can take that baton and go further with bringing some progress to this district and stop living on dreams and illusions, but knowing that reality is right here in our hands. All you have to do is go in, pull that number 96, and you're going to get some results for our district. And it's not going to be going up there fighting and causing confusion. Working together. We're talking about cooperation. You can't go up there trying to fight and do all these radical things. You got to go in there with a purpose to negotiate, to compromise, and to bring some relief to the people of your district. And that's encouraging to me.
Thank you. Sonia Smith Schaefer, something encouraging going on in District F.
I know that the project on Parker Road, they were able to blacktop that entire road. And that was a big project, and that was something that was certainly definitely needed. And because that was done, it's made it made sure that Parker Road is now a safer road to travel on. And that was something that, like I said, was very encouraging for that area.
Thank you. Mr. Muhammad, I'm the $1 million money fairy. I'm going to hand out that $1 million again to you. You've got to spend it on the district. What's your one project if you had $1 million you'd go work on?
It's going to have to be crime. Crime and safety. We got to put more money into crime prevention. We have to put some money into our trash and sewer. We need to spread money out in fixing our roads and bridges, lighting, education. It's not enough money.
I only have $1 million. Mr. Bright, I've got $1 million I give you to use in the district. You've got one project. What can you go use it on?
Drainage. We would fix the drainage problem.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bright. Mr. Thomas, $1 million.
Ain't that unfair question? Drainage is a top priority. I would have to go with drainage because that's the most concern that our people in District F and along with our partner in District and District D as well are having because we're all representing and running on the south side of town. But curb appeal certainly would be right up there with drainage because I want to live somewhere where I can enjoy the scenery where I'm living. I mean, if you go from the south side, which is 165 South to Monroe, and then go over here to behind Lemon Lane or Walmart, you think you're in a whole nother different state. So we got to have some curb appeal. People want to feel comfortable and enjoy some scenery in the area that they are living in. They just tired of being tired, and I'm tired. So I know I sound quite frustrated and stuff up here because I'm really tired.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Ms. Sonia Smith Schaefer, I give you $1 million. You got to use it on your district. What's your project?
I want to clean it up. Let's clean up the neighborhoods, clean up the area, clean out the ditches, and start working from there and get some lights in there.
Mr. Lonnie Hudson, $1 million money fairy, comes and sees you, gives you a check. What do you use it on?
That's a tough question, but no, it's an easy answer. I will spend it on the homeless, the children, and the seniors. We all talk about everything, but those are three areas I would spend $1 million on because our youth need programs and we need to keep our youth off the street. Our homeless are hungry and we need to feed the hungry and make sure that we take care of our less fortunate and our seniors. We need to make sure we are taking care and looking after those who have paved the way for us so we can pay the price for them. It's not a lot, but we can make something happen.
All right, we're just about out of time. I've got one more question, and then we're going to move on to our closing statements. And I believe, Mr. Bright, you're up first on this one. So if elected, what are your top three priorities?
The number one would be drainage. Number two would be cleaning up the area. Number three, we would look at the budget and see where the money is and how we will spend that money. Make sure that the money that is budgeted for certain areas goes to those areas.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cliff Thomas, it goes to you. Your top three priorities if elected.
It would be drainage. Drainage would be my number one priority to work toward getting the people some relief on the flooding. Secondly, would be getting lighting because certainly that'll serve a twofold purpose. It'll help provide security and safety for the area, as well as being able to have that safety in travel, and you're traveling to and from. And thirdly, it would be the curb appeal, so they would enhance the area to where businesses, when they come and you try to alienate them to one side of the city, they want to see the entire city. They should be able to justly see the same what they see on the south side as they on the monitor. So to get some beautification projects and things going on the south side, it didn't take a whole lot to do that. Put trees in the middle of 165 Media, put some more lighting up there, just enhance the look of 165 so businesses and residents would want to locate in the parish of Washita Parish.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Sonia Smith-Schaefer, top three priorities for your district?
Education, again, drainage, and infrastructure, making, the streets safer and just making our community a lot better place for us to live.
Mr. Lonnie Hudson, top three priorities for your district if elected?
Top three priorities, again, are, like I said earlier, infrastructure, economic development, and community development. Those are three major items that I would like to work on because they all work together. And if they working together, then we'll build a better community, a better district, and a better parish.
Thank you. Mr. Verbin Muhammad, top three priorities for District F?
Of course, crime and safety. I didn't mention drug prevention and drug rehabilitation. We do have a lot of drug users that are that need a bit rehabilitating in District F. That's a big concern. We need, that's a big top priority. Also, the comprehensive flood plan. We really need to take a look at that flood plan and make sure that flood plan is encompassing District F when it comes to flooding. And also, with 33 years of transportation experience, I'd like us to explore the transportation throughout the parish.
Thank you, sir. All right, everybody got a crack at that one, right? That brings us to final statements. And so we'll get our final statements. There'll be one-minute statements. Again, we'll have our timers on the front row. For the folks on the radio right now who are listening, we appreciate you being here. We're live at the West Monroe Civic Center, and tonight we're talking with the candidates for District F. We'll bring up first Mr. Cliff Thomas, to come make a final statement for the folks who are with us tonight and listening on the radio. And, sir, you can come to the podium.
I'd like to thank everyone again. Once again, I'm Cliff Thomas, running for Washita Parish, a candidate for Washita Parish Police Jury District F, number 96. This is an important election for us. This is an opportunity for us to do better, to strive and work together to get the job done, to bring home what you desire, and that's some progress in District F. And I just would like to, I think I am the one to do that, to bring that progress home to you, to bring what you expect, because I want you to be part of this journey. This is not just a one-sided thing to where you send me up there and I'm on automatic pilot. I want to be your voice for District F, and my number is 96. God bless you, and we just pray for this parish that everyone can be a part of the progress, not just District F, because corporation is what we need. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We appreciate you being here this evening. Sonia Smith-Schaefer, you've got 1 minute to make a closing statement.
Thank you all for listening tonight at this forum. I appreciate this opportunity to let you know a little about myself and some of my plans for running for police juror. I think that I can make a difference in our community, and I'd like to have your vote and your support. My name is Sonia Smith-Schaefer, number 95 on the ballot, and I would like to be a voice for our district. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for being here with us tonight. Mr. Lonnie Hudson, sir, you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Good evening again. I would like to say it is a great privilege to be on the ballot to represent you, the constituents of Washita Parish. And I hope that what I've said tonight pleases you. And I hope that I earn your trust and I earn your vote, that we can make our community, not only our community, but our parish whole, and we can collaborate with each other and move our community forward in a progressive direction. And I would like to see our community prosper. Again, I am number 93 on your ballot, Lonnie Hudson, and thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mr. Lonnie Hudson. Up next, Mr. Verban Muhammad Sr. Sir, you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
I want to thank everyone again for listening. Again, my name is Verban Muhammad. I'm number 94 on your ballot. When you take a look at all of the candidates, of course, District F has six candidates, and it's showing you that there's a lot of concerns in District F, but you need someone that will be able to articulate, that really understands the political process, that really understands how to bring funding to District F, and that's what it's going to take. At the end of the day, it's going to take money to get these projects moving. So I think I'm that candidate that can bring the unique ability to District F. Again, my name is Verban Muhammad. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Donnie Bright, sir, you have 1 minute for a closing statement this evening.
Good evening. Once again, I'm Donnie Bright, number 91 for Police Jewel, District F. I would love to have you vote. I think I'm the right person for the job. So I'm asking you to choose right. Vote bright. Number 91.
Thank you. That's Mr. Donnie Bright, and not with us tonight for our forum, Mr. Roland Edwards. Thank you all for participating in the process, because you put yourself out there for a lot of different things, and we appreciate all of you for jumping into this campaign. I want to remind our folks here and our listeners that Election Day is October 12th. The polls open at 7 a.m. The races for this include just about everything: governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, all the executive offices, state senate, state house, Supreme Court, appellate courts, state ballot measures, local measures, and municipal elections. And before we get out of here tonight, I want to introduce once again Jay Curtis, our general manager at KEDM Public Radio. If you have questions about what's on your ballot, again, download the Go Vote app. It's GEAUXVOTE, Go Vote. And download that app, and it's got a sample ballot, and you can look up your address and find out exactly what you get to vote for. There are also some constitutional amendments that we didn't get into tonight, and you need to go read all those and get ready for those. We're also going to make our candidates available for the media or anybody who wants to talk to them here in just a moment. But again, thank you all, and I want to thank the elected officials that came out tonight, too, that didn't have to. Thank you all for being here tonight. Jay?
And a reminder that this is the KEDM Fall Membership Campaign, and every dollar does make a difference. That whether that's a $1,000 gift or whether that's a $100 a month gift, we can set that up on a credit card. But the important part is that you make that participation a priority. Participation in the political process certainly is a priority. Participation in enabling the institutions that bring you the information, whether that's NPR News, whether that's classical music, or whether that's our new music format at night, The Boot, that celebrates the best of Louisiana. We invite your participation in bringing you that kind of quality programming 365 days a year for over 28 years. Make a gift anytime on our website. It's really easy to do. Just go to kedm.org. Thank you.
Thank you all once again for being here tonight. This will also be on our Facebook page and on our website. And now we'll leave the forum and go to music. And be sure and check out our new Louisiana format on your drive home. It's called The Boot, and we'll kick off tonight with Rocky Branch's own Keith Patterson coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe.